Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But that was from last night. That was Mike Tomlin, I think, sounding like a guy who's turned 50.
Midlife crisis, Mike?
I don't know about midlife crisis, but when you're... Don't you think there are times in life where you either celebrate a certain birthday or things have happened that make you feel old?
Yes.
And you... Like, he sounded downright almost like whimsical talking about Monday Night Football.
I just think he sounded reverential.
Honor, yeah, what an honor it was to play in Monday. I mean, do you guys still feel like Monday Night Football has, like, cachet to it?
No, but I don't have a 19-3 record on Monday night. If I did, I might feel like it has still had all the cachet in the
like,
world.
I mean, was he ever... Did he ever say, you know, it's just, I'm so appreciative that we got to play in the Nance Romo game today. That 4:25 window, that late afternoon window where most of America is watching us.
When I hear, just, when I know Catalan is on the broadcast or Spiro Ditas.
I mean, he's played 22 times on Monday Night Football. I've probably covered and talked about, I don't know, 15 or 16 of those. I don't remember him starting a press conference by saying what an honor it is to be a part of the event that is Monday Night Football. It doesn't feel like an event to me anymore.
It feels like more of one because Buck and Aikman, I think, are involved, which is unbelievable.
Which, what a testament it is to those guys, then, that now you feel like Monday Night
good
Football
job,
is back.
Good job, Troy. Good job. That's a great job by you. I don't know. I just think he's a guy. Maybe it's being 50. I just think he has a reverence for prime time. And he also probably is aware that he has a really good record in prime time.
I just want to say what an honor it is to play in Thursday Night Football. I know that it's probably terrible for my players and does long-term damage, and these guys have no recovery time and no time to get ready.
I bet you those are his actual feelings.
But when you get a chance to just have one of these prime time
games. When
you hear
that crappy generic theme song play, you just love it. I think he probably genuinely hates Thursday Night Football.
There's just something going on with him.
Here's the other thing. You are 36, I'm 37. We're both almost the next number up on the list.
Okay.
So he's a decade plus older than both of us.
Yep.
Mike Tomlin, being a decade older than us, is old enough to have watched Monday Night Football in its absolute heyday.
Okay, fair enough.
Which is different from what we've seen
past
the Al Michaels era.
Okay, this is way conspiracy theory.
Oh, no.
This is way conspiracy
theory. Buckle up, Donnie. Here we go.
But it's twice in a week he has sounded, when talking about the privilege of playing in a game, like it's something that you would say when you were getting ready to like leave the game and retire. Like his Thanksgiving spiel. Remember the Thanksgiving planted question from his press conference last week?
Yes.
Where he's like, oh my God, like playing Thanksgiving weekend is like the greatest thing of all time, and the turkey day, and I get to watch the game.
It's an honor. It's a privilege. I was playing football. I was always about football that day. Hold on. Uh-oh.
Why are you playing this? Oh, it's over. Congratulations. We're on to the next round. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. Bring on the Netherlands and their wooden shoes.
What are they, clogs? When it
comes, lower this a little bit. And your Dutch boy in his dykes that he needs to put his fingers in to keep the water from spraying everywhere. The little Dutch boy.
Why did they entrust such an important job to little kids?
Yes.
Their fingers aren't even big enough.
And people that have last names that begin with Van. That seems to be big over there.
I think
there
the
Netherlands.
Netherlands is like the third or fourth ranked team in the world. Apparently there was almost a Marc-Andre Fleury in the playoffs-esque bleeder that went in for the for Iran late. Through the wickets of the American goalie, but it was moving so slow they could sweep
it out
from behind
them. I'd like to thank the American forward from Hershey, Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic.
For scoring a goal while having his balls stomped on.
Just sacrificing his nuts for the team and country. Man, when this thing started to play and Hulkster came out after Volkov had gotten done singing the Russian national anthem, there's the Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik spitting on the American flag.
Donnie and I were watching a video of that today. Pony, you cannot imagine the heat that these guys were getting.
There were people getting worked into shoots at record rates back then.
There were people throwing stuff at them while he's singing the Russian anthem. And then there's one dude who looks like a John Football type.
Question.
Sitting in the front row laughing at the whole thing because he's actually in on the joke.
Are we playing on house? Are we playing with house money now?
Yes. The minute get to the knockout round, they are.
We're into the house money part of the tournament?
And if they win this, what is it, the Netherlands they're playing, you said?
The Netherlands.
If they beat the Netherlands, I think it's considered an objective success because that's one of the best best teams in the world.
Saturday at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Into the round of 16.
What if U.S. soccer makes it further into the World Cup than Jamie Dixon's ever gotten in the NCAA tournament? They play his style overly defensive.
I think the
defensive.
Only time we made it into the Final Four of the World Cup, it was the first World Cup in, say, 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read a little bit about it. I think we just
stole. Who won the first World Cup?
Uruguay.
Why did I even try?
I think we just stole, like, all of Ireland's players.
You just said, come on over here.
I swear to God,
go
look it up. Something happened where Ireland, I don't think, made the tournament. And we just took on all their players as mercenaries, and we made it to
Question.
The Final Four.
Netherlands flag, red stripe, white stripe, blue stripe, horizontal, top to bottom. Why are they in orange?
Great question.
Why do they wear an orange kit?
And why did they get rid of Holland?
Yeah, did they think the Netherlands made them sound fancier?
Why is it not Holland anymore?
Great question.
Let's see what Google says. Because Holland has long been the most populated area in the central hub of the Netherlands.
Wait a minute. So it was never really
here
Holland?
It is. Why isn't Holland called Holland anymore? The Dutch government has officially decided to drop the moniker of Holland going forward and will only refer to itself as the Netherlands.
I know, but this
the Netherlands
like
actually consists of 12 provinces, two of which combined make up Holland. So referring to the Netherlands as a whole as Holland was always wrong.
So really,
but we just did it anyways.
It was really the other 10 provinces that were getting short shrift here.
By people like us that just kept calling them Holland.
You think Hollandaise sauce is named after them?
A 220,000 rebranding campaign. Mm. They spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to rebrand themselves as the Netherlands, Malsey.
A good branding exercise. You think the consultants who did that one were just lapping it up?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steelers 24, Colts 17. Gut check performance from Kenny Pickett in the offense late. Big time next man up performances by Benny Snell Football and Anthony McFarland, who played the entire second half because Najee left near the end of the second quarter with an abdominal injury. Now, the problematic thing for Najee Harris, Chris, and by the way, we'll hear Tomlin and Tomlin takes in a few minutes because he did talk again today. And for people that are getting done with work, or maybe they left a U.S.-Iran watch party. Maybe they were having a few, what do they say, pints?
Yeah.
Is that what soccer fans do? They drink pints?
In England, here yes. They drink beer.
But I thought pints was like a more of a soccer lingo thing.
A pint is a unit of measurement.
No, I know, but they say they're big on pints over there where they play soccer.
Do you think it's a flex for England that the standard amount of beer they drink in one serving is 4 ounces more than here?
I do.
They get their Boddingtons, you know, things of that nature.
Their Smittix.
Oh, those are both Guinness. Good, man. Again, good.
All right, so I do think it's problematic for Najee that even in the first half, when the workload split was 10 carries for him and 8 for the backups, he was 10 for 35 yards, 3.5 yards a carry. Snell and McFarland combined were 8 carries for 48 yards. 8 carries for 48 yards.
That's so six a rip.
Yeah, exactly.
Pony, can I ask you a question? Would you be willing to admit that over the last 3 games probably, not only the Steelers' running game, but their run blocking has been noticeably better? You would? What did Tomlin just say about Benjamin Snell football in that? He is a deliberate one-cut downhill runner. What did Anthony McFarland do? Generally make one cut and go. What do guys who know they're not getting much of a chance necessarily to prove themselves tend to do if they're smart? Try to get the yards that are there and play with a certain desperation. And what, until very recently, were we mad about Najee Harris doing? Just standing around there dawdling in the backfield looking to hit a 40-yard home run when five or six on any given play would have been welcomed with open arms. I thought those guys were more effective because they were running where the blocks were being thrown and running to the holes. There were several times I saw Benny Snell get big gains, but also several times I just saw him take the 3.5, maybe 4 at most, that were there. Benny Snell bounces outside on the touchdown run. Decisive runner. I liked what I saw from those guys, and Najee hasn't been near good enough that I wouldn't consider a strong committee approach the rest of the way.
But I think Tomlin messed this up in the summer when Najee had the Lisfranc injury, and then they didn't rest him long enough. They did for a little bit in camp, but they brought him back for a preseason game where it looked like he aggravated that injury, and then at the start of the year with a friggin' steel plate in his cleat. So he was playing, he was healthy enough to practice every day, but he's admitted, and others have, that there was something going on there. Look, their run blocking, I think, has gotten better because the guys have played together more. So to say that it was as good in week one is not true. It is better now. But I do think they probably would have been better off if they would have just rested Najee at the beginning of the year, put him on like an IR, shut him down for 4 weeks or more, let him get as close to healthy as possible, and just have tried to get it done with the guys behind him. And now you might be at a point where late in the year, he's got maybe 4 or 5 games under his belt. He's healthy. He's in a rhythm. He's got some flow going. And you've got him at his best. I do think part of his struggles this year are a result of the fact that he never really has been close to healthy. I do give him that partial excuse.
Yeah, but I do too, and I was saying it, I think I was saying it before anybody, that he didn't look healthy out there, even as I was annoyed with his performance. Part of the problem here is this is a classic case to me of a coach not saving a player from himself, of a coach letting a guy he clearly has like very warm feelings towards as a player get in the way of like common sense. Because don't you think Tomlin loves like Harris's attitude as a gamer and as a tough guy, wants to be a tough guy out there?
Yeah, he's trying to groom him as like the leader, one of the leaders of the team, the Cam Hayward of the offense.
Sure, I would groom Kenny Pickett as that, but that's just me. But Najee Harris, save him from himself. Put him on, because he kept saying, I'm fine. Hey,
okay,
everybody,
so
I'm good.
So who do you blame for his offseason more, the coaches or Najee himself?
Putting on like the extra weight, or what do you mean? Like specifically, what do you mean?
No, like when we bring
up. Are
you
just saying Tomlin, like the way he was clearly hurt and never rested?
Well, I'm just saying his production, the fact that his numbers were being compared and contrasted quite effectively to like Trent Richardson for most of the season.
I blame more the coaches, because if they really knew he was hurt, and I would have to think that the trainers would understand he was hurt, even if Harris was saying he wasn't.
If he was healthy, he wouldn't have had a steel plate in
right.
his cleat.
Well, I mean, even before that, didn't they put that in, like, after a certain point in time? How long was that in his shoe? He missed all the time in camp. Like, the coaches knew he was hurt. I blame the coaches more. You've got to save the player from themselves in pretty much every case. You don't just go out there and say it. Like, they did it with T.J. Watt. They alluded to the idea that T.J. Watt could have come back a game earlier than he did pre-bye week.
Yep.
But he didn't. They said, we're going to wait on this guy. We're going to see if he can get a little bit healthier, and then we're going to unleash him after the bye week. You could have done what you just said with Najee. And what makes it less excusable is that you had somebody who, yes, had some fumbling issues in training camp and preseason games in Warren, but you had somebody that, by the way you talked about him, you really liked. You didn't have to just rely on Snell or McFarland, guys who really hadn't shown you anything. Jaylen Warren had. Like, it would have been a bold move, but you love the guy. You had a little law firm building there.
I thought both of those running backs, compared to how I felt about those guys going into the game, Snell is just kind of a blob who's a good special teams player.
Yeah, Tomlin kind of said he's slow. He said he's deliberate.
Even historically, his short yardage production, when they tried to use him that way, was poor. McFarland has never, outside of a game maybe in August, shown that he can be an effective NFL running back. And both of those guys looked like that speaks to the fresh legs argument that sometimes you get guys that have been on ice for most of the year and they go in and they're healthy and they haven't been beat up by the NFL like Najee last year.
I mean, I thought
and they
Snell,
just
yeah.
play with – there's a burst and there's an energy to them.
I thought Snell played like a guy with something to prove. He was falling forward.
I mean, even
– McFarland
had
a
screenplay that yeah. worked. Draw plays where he was shimmying guys and getting
yards. I mean,
I thought
their blocking was finally – pretty good, and I thought Snell especially benefited from it because he had that extra half beat to get his momentum going downhill. And when that guy actually the difference for Benny Snell from like getting stacked up for a yard and a half and getting five or six is basically about a tenth of a second.
Okay, so one of the things that I want to know, because I was watching this game at home, Amanda was in bed at this point. She had gone up to watch something on Netflix. She was not that invested in this game for whatever reason. She was having a hard time with Steelers Colts last night.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes upstairs, and I'm on the couch downstairs, and all I've got is the TV in front of me, some snacks, some drinks.
What's the snack?
And the phone.
What's the big snack? What's the A1 snack?
It was a Mick. It was a Girl Scout, not Girl Scout cookies, but like a Girl Scout tub of like mixed nuts with like a honey roasted flavor to it. Cashews, almonds.
So like the Country Club peanuts. Mix that I'm fond of bringing in. Similar to that?
No, there were no like Chex Mix sesame sticks or any of that stuff. It was just
all
strictly nuts.
Nuts.
It was a mixed nut
fiesta.
Night. Yes. Okay. And so I'm watching the game and I see the kickoff return to start the second half and I'm like, oh, F, this is not good. Colts go down and score.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Steelers get the ball back. And it was bad enough that it was a 3-and-out drive. But tell me if you guys had the worst case of deja vu when they're coming up empty early in the third quarter, and then you hear the ESPN, Monday Night Football, on-field microphones, pick up a Colts player screaming, they're running the same plays.
It's the same stuff. Yeah, it's
the
same
plays. When you heard that,
I just went, here we go again.
Did you guys just melt into a puddle like...
Well, I coped my way, which is I went and looked at a picture of Tecmo Bowl where you get four plays to pick from and said, here's that second half playbook, baby, and one of them's a jet sweep.
And then the next drive is 3-and-out.
I got the worst... Is that the one where he hit through low to Pickens and Pickens didn't catch it?
The second drive,
The second drive. That's where I really started to get the ugly vibes, man, because I was like, that's a makeable throw and catch, and neither guy really held up their end of the bargain. Oh, crap, here we go.
Donnie, you were out, so did you have volume enough to hear the Colts player say it's the same plays?
I didn't hear that live, but whenever I rewatched the game, I noticed that play, and I could hear the guy yell out, and I'm like, did he just yell out they're running the same plays? Like, I couldn't tell. Well, obviously, I couldn't tell what player it was.
I thought we were rewatching a Groundhog Day Steelers second half performance when that happened. I also started to get Bill Murray vibes when Indy started making plays before Jeff Saturday remembered that he was on ESPN a month ago and a high school football coach 2 months ago when Ryan threw that first ball up to Pittman, and he goes up and he makes this
on the final drive.
Yes,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, here we
like,
go.
I was like, they're where gonna... the hell was this? The guy makes like literally the best catch of the game by either team, probably.
And there's no pass rush.
And then Highsmith did change the narrative. I got news here. Holy crap!
Okay, go ahead.
No, this has nothing to do with the game, but it came on the timeline. TMZ. Brian Robinson, man with the big hats.
Yes.
Were you part of this pony? Did you finally buy me one? Apparently those things are called Noggin Boss.
You got it wrong, so I didn't have to buy you one.
Noggin Boss.
Okay.
2,000% increase in sales.
Because
if you're the Noggin Boss, you love this right now. So people are going to be out there wearing hats that are literally built for like...
I thought you were trying to alert me to the New York Post story that Zeiss had just retweeted.
Oh, crap.
Southwest flight passenger claimed Jesus told her to open plane door mid-flight.
And what did he pick the Ryan Reynolds on the airplane gif?
Southwest passenger claims Jesus told her to open plane door mid-flight. Could you imagine being on a plane where somebody was trying to open the door?
Is the ethical, moral...
I think you got to take her out.
Well, don't you just punch that person in the face if they're making a credible effort to do it?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think if that door gets open, you are in trouble.
I'm like James Harrison in Cleveland.
Right. I think all the normal rules of engagement go clear out the window if somebody's trying to do that.
Did it say in the story if she was, I mean, I'm assuming she was restrained or just didn't know how to open it.
Well, now you're forcing me to click on it.
Oh, yes.
Listen to the first line of the story. She'll need God on her side to get her out of this one.
Did God tell her to jump out, too?
Yeah, what are you? Flight from Houston to Cleveland. 34-year-old woman allegedly became frustrated that flight attendants prevented her from reaching the emergency exit. A fellow passenger intervened. She responded by biting the person on the thigh and in the groin.
Ah!
What?
All bets are off there,
refusing
man.
To let go until the victim forced his fingers into her jaw.
Ah!
Yep. Jesus told her to fly to Ohio, and Jesus told her to open the door.
Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah, that person almost took something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the normal rules of engagement, she bites you in the groin. The rules of engagement are gone at that point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the transition that everyone has to go through. It's the same thing for receivers. The myriad of coverages and the bastard coverages that you see and the complexities of the things that you see requires adjustments and thinking on your feet and running adjustments, and it's a challenge for all young people.
Mike Tomlin said that today. Matt Cole dumped him. Mike Tomlin press conference on 93.7 The Fan every Tuesday at noon said bastard coverages. And Matt Cole said, we can't put bastard coverage on the air. Get rid of it.
Bastard, I always thought, was kind of a benign one. It's definitely not up there with F or S or AH.
Donnie, would you have done the same thing?
You hear bastard coverages.
You're sitting back there. Mike Tomlin says bastard a couple of times. Is Donnie dumping it?
I think I'd actually let that one go. I would have been a little bit alarmed. Like,
what about the other B
call
coverages?
Correct.
BI coverages.
Call Craig for us. Get him on the horn and see where he comes down on this. Did Matt Cole make the right call?
Yeah, actually do. Yeah, get
okay.
Craig out there. Get him in there. Bastard coverages. I mean, we keep saying it, so. Isn't there a band? Like, there's a band called the Bastard Bearded Irishman.
So, is bastard one of these words that when I was growing up, I feel like my grandmother would get mad at me for using it, and it was just like her own personal?
It's definitely
bad word.
I always thought it was on the swear word list.
Isn't that why we would say ODB instead of old dirty bastard?
Right. Like, you'd hear pop music stations.
But now
say,
Tomlin's just dropping bastard like it's nothing.
But I feel like you could always say bastardized growing up. Like, you were allowed to throw that one in there.
Well, that's kind of like asinine. You say ass, but it's part of the word, so it's okay.
It's not at all like that.
That's exactly like that.
No, asinine is very much its own word.
I understand that.
Bastardize is
but
just
bastard
eyes.
Asinine is because you're acting like an ass.
No, it's not. That has nothing to do with what asinine is
Oh, yes, it does.
Etymologically. I like that Donnie seems to, like, he's putting Craig on the air and screening him like he's a guest and not our boss. We got him, Donnie?
Okay, so Craig's with us here, our boss, our former producer. Craig, Mike Tomlin said bastard twice today. Matt called Cole it, dumped it. Right move, wrong move.
Yeah, called them bastard coverages that were being played.
Good move by Matt Cole.
Really? Now, we just said it to you right now, and Donnie is not dumping it. Because he can't, because
bad move by Donnie.
It'll kick your phone
off. Wait
a minute,
you think that word should be dumped 100% of the time?
No, here's why I say good move by Matt Cole. Rule of thumb for a producer is if there's any doubt, hit the dump button. Matt probably heard it, thought to himself, should I dump that? And then appropriately dumped it because he asked himself that question.
But now you lost out in live, in real time, Chris, on a colorful moment from the Steelers coach.
Indeed.
Quite possibly the highlight of today's 30-minute press conference.
Very folksy.
Now, poof,
I would rather
gone.
Lose out on that than the money that a fine costs us if we don't dump something that needs dumped.
Now, how much does one of these fines typically go for? How much is a fine in a situation like this? Ballpark. Do
varies.
We know?
You're looking at a lot of money.
Are we talking
five figures?
Oh
yeah.
Six figures?
Can be.
Man.
Oh, what the F? Now, you'd be very proud of Donnie. Right. I did that one deliberately, and he was ready to go on the dump button.
All right.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you. Craig Riley.
You're welcome.
A former producer who's ascended, climbed the ladder to become our boss. Really a paragon of virtue for other producers.
Has a coach ever sworn on the air here before today?
Yes.
Okay. Donnie, can you confirm that?
I feel like you're asking when you already know the answer.
Well, isn't
like
that what good lawyers do?
And he would have been, can you imagine this guy in a courtroom?
Objection!
Your whole strategy would have just been to object to the
Objection!
I object to this court!
But yes, I do believe it happened last season, and a producer that likes to use the bathroom.
Well, could be any number of producers here.
Was in there whenever it happened.
I mean, there was
from what I understand.
There was at least one producer who I don't even think is the producer you're referencing who would tell us of his need to take a, quote, George Hill before the show.
That's Kale.
Correct.
Fan Hotlines presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Also the co-sponsor of Tomlin Take. So there's Tomlin cursing a little bit today. Here he is on maybe the biggest black eye or blight on the Steelers' win last night, the play of their special teams.
The kickoff coverage was not good. We were missing Miles Boykin and Robert Spillane. Boy, it's unacceptable, particularly because of where we're going this week and matching up against Patterson, who is the best there is at that.
Not hyperbole, is the most kickoff returns for touchdowns in NFL history, including one a couple of weeks ago, which was probably the biggest reason why the Falcons were able to beat the Bears. Okay, so if it's unacceptable, why have we had the same special teams coach here chewing gum?
Yeah,
when
that routinely
it's below average special teams play. And Donnie, you made a remark on Danny Smith today on Twitter. Now, I don't know why it hasn't gone viral. Maybe I'll retweet it to see.
Give it the pony push.
To just push it out there so more people see it. You had a scathing take on the Steelers special teams play.
Yeah, I kind of think his coaching is sort of just hidden in the shadow of Matt Canada. I mean, obviously, we are three of the guys and everybody else in the station that goes on about Matt Canada, but I think Danny Smith gets away with poor coaching because he's the special teams guy, and even though it is one-third of the game, we just don't talk about that part of the game as much. But, I mean, it was a disaster last night. It almost gave up a touchdown. I felt like every return the Colts had was out beyond the 30-yard line. And this is a dude taking it from 6, 7, 8 yards
out.
That
was like the old, yeah, that was way deep in the
end zone. beyond the guy that snaps the football, the two guys that kick it, and credit Isaiah Loudermilk on a 60-yard field goal to get his paw up there. It was a train wreck.
So we don't think Wright can kick it through the end zone, right? We know he can get it to the end zone. We don't think he can consistently kick it through.
I mean, he kicked it pretty damn far on the one that
caught the one that almost went for a touchdown was 8 yards
deep.
Yeah,
I mean, he caught that at the back of the end zone, dude. That was way back there.
Okay,
that's a kick that gets returned maybe, brought out maybe 1 out of 20 times
in the
NFL.
So now teams are doing it just because they see the Steelers' special teams coverage is what it is, kickoff return
coverage?
They
absolutely might.
Okay, would you kick the ball out of bounds against Patterson?
like, and give them the ball at the 40?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No?
No. You have... No, that's such a defeatist attitude to take.
Okay.
You absolutely say we're going to be better this week.
Tony Dungy said they talked all week before the Super Bowl against the Bears about doing that against Hester.
And then they kicked it right to him
and he took the opening kickoff back.
Fortunately, I think things worked out pretty well for the Colts. But, I mean, Devin has...
Well, yes, they were playing against Rex Grossman.
Yes. Patterson has the most kick return touchdowns in NFL history. Devin Hester's the best returner of kicks and punts I've ever seen.
I don't know. People are
now
saying Patterson's a Hall of Famer because he's the best kick return man of all time.
Yes, and because he was a wide receiver who turned into a running back who does everything well.
Donnie, do you happen to agree with that he's a Hall of Famer?
Come on.
No.
He'd have to do what he's doing for, like, literally 6 or 7 more years at this level or above it.
And even though he has the most now, like Chris just said, I always felt like Devin Hester was the more dangerous guy.
Cordero Patterson is probably the most, I think, one of the most unique guys in the NFL. Here's the thing about Smith, too. With Matt Canada, we have all, and most of this town, has turned on him. Why? In part because one of the chief defenses of him was, hey, just let him get his guy in at quarterback. It'll be better. It hasn't, like, by and large, hasn't been. You're only seeing incremental improvement. If the cast of characters changes, and the faults on a given group are still the same, what else is there to point to but coaching? Special teams has churn every single year. There's new guys. It's probably the one area where you really want a great coach because he can get guys to play disciplined football. Danny Smith's coverage units, like, routinely suck. Not even just an 89-yard return. How about, like, the guy catches the ball 2 yards deep and they're out at the 37? That's a bad job. Out at the 35. Go look at the stats, anybody that's listening to this right now, where a team starts their drive is dramatically impacted, like a couple of yards here or there. Starting at the 30 versus the 25 has a legitimate effect on whether they get points. That's not me making stuff up. Those are real numbers.
Tomlin ran down some injuries today. I want to play this and then a clip from last night.
T.J. Watt, Larry Ogunjobi, Miles Jack. We don't anticipate any of these guys missing time, but these guys, along with others, because we're working on a short week, may be limited, particularly at the early portions of the week.
Okay, so no one followed up on that with Watt. What is he limited with?
I had people claiming they saw a knee on TV, did you?
Is it a knee again? He had it scoped and repaired. That's what delayed his return. Now, he does not look right to me. Does he look like dominant T.J. Watt to you right now? He did
no,
his first game back.
He would have
I don't think he's looked that way since the Saints game.
He didn't make an impact other than the tip ball, which still got caught yesterday.
Or when he punched a ball out on a tight end about 30 yards downfield.
Which just went out of bounds.
Yes.
But there were a couple plays. I mean, what Colts player? It might have been Taylor. He had a chance to hit Taylor for a loss or something, just missed a tackle on somebody.
Look,
he never does.
I have a lot of respect for Steelers media, and we've got award-winning reporters who cover the team. But I was stunned in a 30-minute press conference. How is there not a follow-up about that?
That's a damn good question.
Here,
don't dump it, Donnie.
Here is, and on the heels of this comment from Tomlin last night when talking about Highsmith's game.
Alex is legit. I think everybody knows that. At the same time, man, it's good to have old 90 on the opposite side of you. I think that helps.
But it doesn't really feel like you've got old 90 over there right now.
No, you've got the new Coke version of T.J. Watt. Was he also, I didn't even check the snap counts. Was he still doing like a typical kind of pitch count? Here we go. T.J. Watt, he played more than he usually does. He played 86%
of
the snaps.
Well, my pet peeve showed up again last night, and if they had lost the game, I would have been pounding the table about this. How is it on, I think it was second and goal with 16 seconds left in the third quarter?
Neither one of those guys are out there.
It's Jameer Jones and Malik Reed. You're about to get a break.
You're managing a leverage situation, right?
You're about to get time off to get your Gatorade and whatever else because the quarter's about to be over.
What doesn't make sense, especially...
And they're both out? I can't keep one on the field in that spot?
What does not make sense about that, especially from Watt's perspective, is like if they were to say to you, hey, they're just gassed, they don't have enough in the tank, do we not routinely use as an article of faith the idea that like 70% of T.J. Watt is better than 100% of, say, a Jameer Jones?
Of course.
So why is tired T.J. Watt not still a better option?
Donnie, did you see that last night? Do you agree with me? They're both not on the field for a huge play?
That's giving the other team an inherent advantage right off the bat.
Yeah, even though that might have been one of those plays where Malik Reed had a pretty good rush that flushed Matt Ryan out of the pocket. Okay. But still, those guys have to be
fine,
out there.
Fine. Okay, say Malik Reed has a little bit of a track record. Fine. Him and T.J. Watt both out there on the field at the same time. If you're going to sit one, it has to be Highsmith, does it not? I mean, the idea
it's
that you'd have Jahmyr Jones. Right. Hold on, and here's the other part. Jahmyr Jones, 8 snaps all game, and that's one of them.
Yeah,
8.
I don't get it.
That would be...
I know you can make the argument all these snaps are big. Yeah, but it's second and goal, and you're about to get a timeout.
Here's what that would be. The Steelers are on offense in the same situation, goal to go like that, and they're gassed because it's a long drive. They come back out there, and they say, all right, we've got Derek Watt. We've got Zach Gentry. We've got Steven Sims as eligibles. Who's another one? We've got Benny Snell. You know, I can't rip Benny Snell too much, but you get the idea. No Pickens, no Johnson, no Freiermuth somehow as eligible receivers. You'd be going, what are you doing? You're automatically making this easy on them.
Tomlin today on his 19-3 Monday Night Football record.
I respect Monday Night Football. I make sure our team does. I just appreciate it from a fan's perspective. Somebody that loves football, that grew up pre-Sports Center, man. Howard Cosell gave you the highlights from the day before, and that's about all you saw. And then after halftime, my mom would make me go to bed. And so I just love and respect it and want to be prepared for it and put my best foot forward. You know, I have no response.
He is on this kick where he's waxing poetic about Monday Night Football. Is it because his record is so good in Monday Night Football
yes.
and he wants to make it out to be more than it is?
I had to go to bed at halftime of a lot of Monday Night games too.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I felt like I had really grown up when my dad was like, no, you can watch the whole game.
My mom would pretty much give me carte blanche.
There's a surprise knowing what we
know.
So, honey, you want to do what? What's the score? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much a...
TV in the room.
Oh, I couldn't do that till I was 13, and then it was, if we catch you without your homework done, forget about it.
How about this? You want to hear something nerdy?
I mean, I listen to the rest of what you say.
I would watch Monday Night Football, and then, this is obviously before everything, all the video games were hooked up to the internet so everything would get updated.
Sure.
I would watch Monday Night Football, and then I would play Madden, but I would update the rosters by my own doing.
Like with depth charts. The manual way, yeah.
The manual way. Like replace injured starters with the correct starters. And then I would play
the game
to see how close I could get it to the actual final score right after Monday Night Football was over.
That's some nerd stuff. Where do you rank this? My one buddy, really good friend of mine, my buddy Kevin.
I would make sure the rosters were always perfect.
I would take NCAA football and update the rosters so like they didn't have player names, but the game had the software to read common names. I would take Pitt's roster and put them all in. Myree, Fitzgerald from that era, Rutherford. My buddy Kevin, always grew up playing video games like a lot of us did, said he could only play sports video games while that sport was in season. So if he had like NHL 94, he'd be like, well, once hockey season's over, I can't play this game. I can't watch Vincent Damfus or whatever, triple deking or wrapping around. He'd play football games during football season. He'd play like Ken Griffey baseball or whatever during baseball. Once the sports season was over, game goes away for the rest of the year. Thoughts? Do you respect it or think that he's leaving valuable video game time out
on the
field?
I don't know. I feel like I played Madden and NCAA football 365.
Agree with this take? NCAA football, infinitely superior game than Madden. Like, I don't even think it's close.
Absolutely, especially now. I mean, I know that NCAA
really
hasn't been a game
now.
For 10 years.
Madden
but
really sucks.
Yes.
Now.
I mean, I haven't. I think the newest Madden I have is like Madden 25 with Barry Sanders on the cover.
Did you guys hear that we're getting a PS5 here at the station?
I did.
And they're going to put it in
our area.
The big. Oh, I thought it was going to be in the big studio room. No? It's going to be
like
the theater? Like the theater area. No, it's going to be in the back with us.
I don't know. I thought originally it was going to be in the back with us, but maybe I just misheard. If it's in the big studio area, can you imagine the trash talk that's going to go on? You going to get a little game of FIFA with me? Here, I'll make a prediction about this too. The person most likely to low-key, like really get into the video games and...
Starkey.
Yes. And break a controller in anger... Then realize controllers these days cost like $70, Joe Starkey.
Well, I think he's a big reason why it's even happening. I guess he pitched the idea to Craig, or Craig pitched
it
to him.
You know what game I had for
Joe went to our big boss Spack and said, Spack, I'm going to barnstorm the country with James Starks and Buffalo.
When I was in sixth grade, we had some knockout, drag out intense games of FIFA World Cup 98 by EA Sports.
Isn't that supposed to be the best sports game now? Like that they do the best job with?
Oh, it was.
I think FIFA is a really enjoyable game.
It was wild. We used to get into it big time. FIFA World Cup 98. You know that song that goes, woohoo!
No, I've never heard it.
That was like the song that played over and over and over and over again.
Can you name the band?
Yes.
What is it?
Wang Chung?
Woohoo!
Come on. Is it Blur?
It's Blur. Can you name the song title?
I know this one too.
Come on, Pony.
Dance Hall Days?
Come on. Don't dodge it.
Is it Baltimore a Tarzan Boy?
Isn't it just called Song 2?
Song 2.
Is it Golden Woo-hoo! Earring? Is it Golden Earring the Twilight Zone?
Why were you giving us Twilight Zone lyrics last night? I mean, I said something about the Twilight Zone mainly because your texts were so weird.
Then I had Alexa play it.
Hell, I was stepping into the Twilight
I was on
zone.
One last night. I was in a great mood.
You were drunk.
I wouldn't say that.
You got celebratory drunk because Kenny Pickett won his first road start.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.